Good morning. It's about 18 minutes past the hour of 8 o'clock, and you're listening to KCAW in Sitka. And in the studios with me this morning, I'm happy to say that we have Clay Davis from the Forest Service is in. He is going to be talking about capacity analysis that's starting to happen for commercial use of the road system on Kruzoff Island. And also joining us this morning is Ray Friedlander with Sitka Conservation Society.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Welcome, and thanks for coming in this morning. So there is a pretty fairly significant road system on Kruzoff, and the Forest Service is starting a kind of a dialogue with folks. Is that kind of what's happening there?
Right. We have a pretty extensive road system that's been converted to off-road vehicle use. Mm-hmm. We know that a lot of it's close, it's easily accessible for Sitkins.
Sure.
And for people that aren't from Alaska to go out and recreate. And what we're hoping to do is start finding out what people are doing out there, how much, how they're interacting with each other, and what their desires are for the recreation opportunities in that area.
Okay. So you kind of have probably some preliminary ideas of how that road system is being used, but you're trying to get more input. Is that what you're needing?
That's absolutely right.
So we were talking before you opened the mic. So we've got winter use now on Kruzoff, a little bit anyway, which is different than the original Forest Service plan of 2005, as you were telling us.
Right. When they did shoreline, which is the big commercial use along all of the shores in the northern Tongass, they only looked at the three seasons of spring, summer, and fall. And since then, we've been experiencing interest in a winter season. And we know that there's winter activities on Kruzoff, so we'll be looking at that fourth season while we do this.
Okay. And how mostly do most what is the primary uses of the road system over there? I mean, you have different user groups now.
We do have a lot of different user groups. The old Mud Bay and Eagle Creek road systems have been made so that they're off-road vehicle friendly. And so we have a lot of motorized users out there.
Four-wheelers.
But there's also opportunities, and there are people out there that bicycle and hike. There's traditional camping. We have two cabins off of that road system. And a lot of subsistence use.
That probably gets pretty heavy use, that particular area there, because it's easy to access.
Yeah, it's sort of Sitka's backyard. And so we know that we have a lot of varied and a lot of local use.
A lot of recreational use. And there are commercial outfits that use those roads too, right?
There are. They seem to be almost as varied as the local use. We've got an operator that provides motorized tours on the road system. We also have guides that guide foot hikes and bicycling, along with guided hunting and freshwater fishing opportunities. Camping.
Mm-hmm. So, and SCS is helping to kind of promote this, getting this information. Is that right, Ray?
Yeah. I guess to explain the story, let's start back in time to January of this year. We had a meeting, a Kruzoff public meeting with the Forest Service and the Sitka Collaborative Stewardship Group, where we invited the community to come and offer insights or opinions on how Kruzoff should be managed. And the Forest Service was really receptive and acknowledged that they weren't just going to be taking down notes. They're going to be listening and incorporating what the community said into their management plan, which we're still waiting to hear the results of. But it was really successful. Over 44 people in the community came out. And so when Clay emailed me a few weeks ago, he put it as, I'm going to maybe try and see if I can put some more work on you to do something like that. But when he emailed me and asked for my help, I said, of course, because it was so successful. And that's probably one of the best ways to incorporate the community is to set up a forum where they can come and share their opinions and not just have them be listened to, but incorporated
into the final version of mm-hmm. whatever you guys all come up with collaboratively.
Mm-hmm. Yes. And at that meeting, we were looking at every thing at free use and young growth development. But it was so obvious that people were so interested in the recreation opportunities there and that they were taking advantage of the recreation opportunities there that it was obvious to us that we could afford to have another public meeting and just ask about recreation.
So let's talk about the when is the meeting exactly and what, when, where, and the kind of that kind of stuff.
It is 2 weeks from yesterday. It's Thursday, the March 28th. It's at Centennial Hall. It's officially from 5 p.m. to 7 p.m., but I'll be there as early as 4:30 to set things up.
Okay.
And to meet people and introduce myself or answer some questions.
Okay. And do you have a email contact or something if folks, because hearings, you know, could go off who knows when, but people might have comments, and how should they get those to you if they can't?
They can send comments to me. My address is clayrdavis, all one word, at fs.fed.us.
Okay.
They can call me at the office at 747-4225. Email, of course, is better because then I've got a written record of your comments.
Sure. Okay, good. Well, that's coming up in just a couple weeks, so.
Yeah, and, you know, Sitka is a really great place for new ideas, and I think that, you know, this is a pretty new thing for us here in the Sitka Ranger District, is having these meetings even pre-scoped, like, before scoping documents and anything official happens. We're having these meetings so that we can really incorporate community opinion into what the this government agency is doing. And I'm hoping that these types of relationships that we're building between the public and the Forest Service can serve as a case study or somewhat like a story for inspiration that it's possible to have collaboration between.
Yeah, it wasn't always that way.
It wasn't always that way. And so, you know, and we're doing it in Sitka. Sitka is such an amazing place to have these new ideas actually take to reality. And so hopefully other communities will hear about these stories, and then they'll see that they too can work with their land managers to create the landscape that they would like for their neighborhood, for their city, for even for their state,
for their future use. Yeah. Mm-hmm. How, just before I let you go, how much road system is on Kruzov that's sort of usable and kind of gets used now?
I don't have the exact number, but I think there's over 20 miles of former logging road that has been hardened for off-road use.
And some of that 20 miles has been sort of taken out of use or it isn't being used.
Right. Well, some of it's no longer appropriate for any type of motorized use, but it's still appropriate for foot use.
Okay. Okay. Gotcha. Can you envision like adding more road system for access for different areas of the island? Would that be part of what people might be talking about, or less is more?
I don't think the Forest Service is in the position to be building any new roads. I think that if we look at this collaborative and working together on what people want and need, that there could always be the possibility that people approach us with the idea of user-made and maintained trails.
Okay.
And I think, I'm hoping, we'll find out when we talk to the public, but I'm hoping that we have the right amount of motorized access, but people may want to attempt to expand their, especially the non-motorized.
So those are the sort of things that folks could bring to that meeting and talk about.
Yeah, there's a lot of possibilities, and it's only going to be as democratic and open and creative with the folks that come. So please come and contribute your opinions and thoughts. That's how this becomes a public meeting, is when the public comes and makes decisions that are for their community.
All right. That's, again, March 28th.
March 28th.
28th at 5 o'clock at Harrigan Centennial Hall.
That's it.
All right. Clay Davis from the U.S. Forest Service, Ray Friedlander from Sitka Conservation Society. Thanks for coming in this morning.
Thank you.
Thanks for having us.